Nothing goes right now. And baby's about to... And there you are. Fuck. As you can see, I'm happy to see you. Come get your hug, just don't smell the ashes. This was supposed to be dinner. I don't suppose you just want to order pizza or something instead. Fuck. I tried so hard not to let it get out of hand, but I thought maybe drawing you a bath while working on dinner, bath and dinner together, I thought you'd be sore from work, that I could give you a massage and a meal, and I'm not so good at things like this. I've never been used to it. But it seems almost surreal that you're here, that I'm where I am, and someone has to do the responsibilities, but me, a house husband. I'd laugh, but it's true. I do take pride in it. I'm just no good. I'm lousy. Sorry, honey. And what's that supposed to be? Something to make me feel better? Well, it did. Just a little bit. I don't know. I'm just not cut out for this kind of stuff. Remember yesterday when I burned the towel getting out of the shower? Or today when I tried to do the laundry and accidentally... Well, I added too much detergent. And half the house was bubbles. I'm getting flashbacks just thinking about it. Hey, don't be that way. You know as well as I do, you can't praise when I make a mistake. You'll spoil me. How was your day at work? I hate when you have the tough ones, personally. But I love to give you the massage after. I love to kiss you. I love to welcome you back home. This is our home, baby boy, and I don't like letting you down, but this might take some getting used to. Oh, the apron. It's the one you bought me. I still can't believe I'm wearing it. The fact that you dared to say overcooked on it, with that picture of bacon just to add to it. Is that what I look like to you? Are you kissing my lips because they're bacon flavored now? I don't know what you're thinking, but that's half of why things have worked. We've understood each other since way back when, but it all happened so fast that we ended up in a peaceful life, and I don't know how to be peaceful, I guess. Now, what did I say about spoiling me? You can't just get away with that, you know. You try it, and you try again, and see what happens. I'll have to give you the old-fashioned line. I think you know what it is. So this time, it'll be takeout, a bath, or a bath. Oh, fuck. It's overflowing. Fuck. Just look at me, baby. I didn't mean to make a mess of things. From the very start, I'm not the best at this kind of stuff, but you've been so patient. I guess I wanted to do something nice for you. I wanted to so badly, and... It's frustrating, you know. Again, with the kiss. Do you think kisses can solve everything? Bold of you to assume. But I guess bold of me to doubt. What do you mean it'd be a waste? So you want to take a bath in an overflow tub, make more of a mess than what? I almost wish I could say no to you sometimes. Oh, and I can if I want to, by the way. Shut up. Just because you've got that power. The power to make me feel something after I swore I wouldn't. You always flaunted around like that. Showing off, huh? Showing off how you wrapped me around your finger like you did. It's sexy, but it's also frustrating. Or is that what you're going for? Baby. You know just what to say, don't you? Getting under my skin like that. Doesn't it scare you rubbing up against my staples like that? Don't I scare you looking like this? You always were too soft, and you wonder why I worry about you when you're out on your own out there at work. And that's why I'm overprotective. That's why every single day I look forward to when you come home, and if you didn't, I think I'd lose my mind. And I'm not ashamed to admit it, because this is all what you did to me. This little sickness of love you made me feel. You made me feel more human than monster. That's saying something. Even when I look in the mirror these days, the scars don't scare me so much, as they make me thankful that to you I'm handsome. To you I mean something. That I'm more than just my revenge plot. It's strange letting go to what you lived for so long, but I guess failing at all this feels better than dwelling on those thoughts. You always know what to say, don't you? I guess it's the plus of you being able to get under my skin and tease the living hell out of me. Is that you always know that way to make me love you more for it. Even if sometimes I return the favor. Like this. Do you like it when I get a little possessive? When my breath gets short and my eyes can't break from your own? When I look at you and all I see is my beautiful husband dancing in my eyes with those eyes that can't even lie. So I know it's true, even if I can't admit it. Even if there's not so much to it that I want there to be, that I want us to see and do, that we've missed out on because of the times we live in. But I won't miss out on the happiest days of my life with you. Because I'm sick of dwelling and living in the past, and you help bring me, jar me right into the present, and make me think about it, focus on it, moments like this. I could drown in you, but I think I'd burn you right up. Maybe I do. Do you like how warm I am? You always seem to cling to me like that. Or is this just another clever ploy to tease me? And I'm just not intelligent enough to know what's coming. Bull says it. Then I guess I'll keep my guard up just a bit, baby. Baby. Look at me. Yeah. I just want to put my forehead against yours and look into your eyes. And sometimes I close mine. Sometimes I hope you'll close yours too. And show me that side of you that kisses me with that slight shyness that I still have. But sometimes I fear like I'm going too fast. Like if I bend you, you'll break. If I hold you too close, you'll snap in half. If I get too hot for you, it might burn you. And I don't want you to burn that way. I might want to burn you up, but that's by your own body's heat. Mine can add to it. But I want to make you feel like you're on fire in the pit of that tummy and every inch of your skin. I want you to tingle for me. I want you to feel my gaze unwrapping you like a present. I want you to be special and feel the part too. My boy, my prince, the only man in the world who could manage to charm me like you did, and the only one I want to burn up with this love and feel my touch everywhere. You're making me burn up, baby. You make me feel. You make me want you, and I can't. I can't get enough of grabbing this body of yours, of holding it closer, of gripping my fingers and digging them into your flesh. Not because I want to hurt you, but because I want to feel all of you. And all that pent-up stuff from work. I want to take care of everything that you face and make the stress disappear. Just like that. I guess I just couldn't help myself ripping those clothes, your poor work clothes. Never knew what was gonna happen until it was too late. I may not be good at running all this household stuff, but I'm confident in making you come, making you feel, making you mine. And this is my, and every single inch or thing you claim, I'm going to claim it harder. Mine. And you're going to behave yourself. Or maybe you won't. Every little bit of your brattiness, I don't care what you do. You're joking around and toying with me won't stop me from wrapping my hands around this body and grabbing and claiming and taking you however I want, baby. Because I know it's what you need after a long day of work. And it's my one thing that I'm confident in tending to domestically, and that's you. What's the matter, baby boy? Have I caught you exposed? Can you feel it? I know you can. That erection placed against your plump rear. I can't get enough of grinding and bumping against you, of holding and wrapping my arms around you like a cage to tame and reprimand and teach that body of yours who's always trying to pull in on me. A swift and lengthy lesson. But don't worry, little mousey. I'll only make you lift your tail for me. You're quite a sloppy mess down here, aren't you? Was it my spanking you? My bites, my kisses, my licks, or my growls? Maybe it was all of them. But that ass is mine. And I'm going to tend to it properly, slowly. Let's see what my tongue could do to make you behave. Mine. My little Nazani. You can't handle all the stimulation, can you? Already squirming, and I haven't even stuck my tongue where the sun don't shine. And that bratty side just doesn't let up, does it? But I like reprimanding you. I like taking my time, and I like even more when your brain stops working and you see white. Until I make you pass out from such fucking pleasure, then I haven't done my job as a house husband, have I? Your eyes are begging for it, and I love that. How badly do you want my tongue against your weakest little spot? How badly do you want this tongue to invade and make you feel? You've got it pretty bad for me, huh? I like that. Because of the feeling of the mutual. The brattiness needs to be tamed, though, curbed to my own fucking appeal. Don't worry. You'll enjoy it until I'm done with you. Because I've been waiting for you all day, baby. And today is a special day where your husband tends to every fucking need. And this twitching ass is one of them. You caught me, didn't you? Every day is a special day as far as I'm concerned. Because every day you're gonna be riding on this time. I'll train you to get addicted to this. I don't care if it distracts you at work endlessly. I don't care if it makes that ass clench from miles away. That's right, I stopped because you couldn't admit it, could you? If you want me to continue, then tell me how good it feels. Tell me how badly you want it. Stop being obstinate. Stop trying to fake that you don't want my tongue so far inside you that you don't want me to lap you up and lick you and make you come your brains out many, many times until there's nothing left of that cute little mousy but a fucking puddle of lewd, a puddle of my cum seeping out of you, a puddle of saliva dripping, the hot fucking taste of you and your messy little ass is going to drive both of us off the deep end. You know, when I was doing those chores earlier, I was thinking about all the places in the house I'd like to rail you. And this is one of them. I always wanted to eat you out with these legs spread and that cute little ass begging for me right here, just like this, against the bathtub, hot and steamy. Somehow it's so satisfying knowing how much you want me. How much you want those small inches between my tongue and that pleasure you're going to get when it's devouring you, when I'm making you my little mousy. Nezumi. You've been good enough. And I didn't feel like being patient. Cause I want you so fucking bad. Yeah. You always like going down on me. But how does it feel now? Let me over here. You like how I'm stroking my cock while I'm eating you? You can see, can't you? My big hands on my fat cock. Stroking to you, feeling good by your taste. You like when I slap it against your fucking face like that? Yeah, this big fat cock. You wanna taste, don't you? I lick you like this. If I flip you upside down like this, and I spread your legs, then you'll have a nice little space to suck on my balls while I continue riveting what's mine. Yeah, suck on those fucking balls. Suck on them. Yeah, you like when I spit on them fucking ass. Don't tell me how much you want it, you silly little mouse. Show me. I bet you wanna fucking come, yeah? I bet you wanna come here. Maybe you didn't realize it somewhere along the line, but I couldn't just let it be easy for you. I want to push you over that edge until you want me to stop and you're begging for me. And then the intensity ramps up because I know you're trying to fight it being too intense. But I won't let you, baby. Ever tasted a vibrating tongue against you? This naughty position suits you just fine. How does it feel to have your favorite toy and my tongue working in tandem? Oh fuck, you're making me feel so good, baby. Baby. Yeah, now they'll come right out of my fucking cock. How badly do you want to come, baby? How badly do you want to come? Fuck, are you gonna make me come? Come with me, baby. Baby. It's a fucking orgasm, yeah. You want it so bad for me? It's a fucking orgasm for me. Fuck. You fucking made. Yeah, you came like a whore. Looks like you're off in your own little world. Pay fucking attention. I never said you could black out, yeah. You made me come. This ass is mine, my little good boy. I don't need this, do I? Not right this second. Not until you beg properly for the next place I daydreamed fucking you. Right on the kitchen fucking table. That's right, baby. I'm gonna rail you there in any way I want. Or maybe I'll eat you in a way that you don't get to do anything about it. That little rebellion of yours won't do much. Because you're giving off so much that you wanted. Even with that bratty ecstasy lead in the face. Of course I'll take you there in my arms. Carry you like you deserve, my little prince. Up you go, baby boy. You're so cute when you're flustered, twitching mess. Your body seems to be begging to be filled up by me. I am your husband after all, and must crave me. You must crave me when you're at work. It's just not the same, is it? No, don't worry. I'll fuck you in a way that makes you think of me, even when you're not supposed to be. I'll make you lose focus at work and want to touch yourself for me. That's just what I want. I want to break you into submission until you finally can come to grips with what you want to be. Someone given to the pleasure of what it truly means to feel. You'd give it all up again, wouldn't you? That kind of ecstasy. Your body won't forget what I do to you. Kissing you in my arms like this. I don't want to lose the romance. Even if you're still in the afterglow of orgasm, I want it to be something more than just lust. I do love you. You know that, don't you? And I want you to admit it. I want you to admit exactly what you want. And I want to hear how much you love me too. Because I can't imagine the things that we're gonna do together. Yeah, baby. You're my little fucking mouth. And the only baby for me. We're here. this is the table I'll lay you on. And of course, fuck you until you can barely make sense of anything. I guess you'll be dessert tonight, and I'll be dining on you first. Why don't we make this table rock so fucking hard the neighbors complain? What can I say? Except for I love the fact that we can have this time, you and I. You're my little captive audience to this little play that will crush your body. The passions, the lust, the love. It's all yours, baby. And I hope you can handle the heat. Because I'm fucking you in this kitchen. How rough do you fucking want it, baby? How rough do you want it? I might as well start gentle then, since you want it so bad. Now, this fat cock is gonna disappear inside you. Just look at that naughty noise coming from you when I just rub against you. That's how destroyed you are. Or maybe it's how much pre-cum my cock is leaking for you. Oh, you already milked me once, and you swallowed every drop, didn't you? Well, your ass is going to accommodate me and swallow the rest of this thick, creamy load. I can see why you want it so hard. You want it so fucking hard, be such a naughty boy. So I guess I have to discipline you with a nice, soft thrust. Slowly. Yeah. You can take it, can you? Beg for my fucking cock inside you. Yeah, you wanted to slowly piss inside you like this, don't you? Go ahead. Welcome my cock in and put it in yourself. Yeah, with your legs spread on this table, there's something sexy about you lowering yourself and peeling yourself on my cock as I just watch you try and fumble as in. Fuck. You are so fucking tight. And I love it. You're gonna be a prime time cock milking slut right now. Just for me. Oh, look at that. Oh, yeah. Inch by inch, you can take it. Can't you? Okay, then take it. And peel yourself further on me instead of letting out those moans. They're so delicious, but what would be more delicious is having you fully impaled on me. And if you can, I'll shove it all in at once. And I'll make sure that it's so fucking intense that you've goddamn lose your mind. Take me fucking balls deep, yeah. Take me fucking balls deep, yeah. Too slow, baby. You're so fucking tight, but I want you to just be my little cock warmer. Yeah, you like that. I can feel you clamping down on me already. Yeah. Slowly. How fucking badly do you want me to send you these fucking thrusts, little mouse? How badly do you want me to fuck you until you cry? I wanna break this fucking table with you. I'm your hubby and you're your hubby's little cock worm, yeah. This creaky table only makes you sound more sexy when you get railed on it. I'll edge you until you're fucking brain dead. You're so fucking fat. You're so fucking sexy and so fucking ripe to get fucked like this. Yeah, you love it, don't you? Tell me how much you love it, yeah? I wanna see your feeble attempts at impaling yourself and going up and down on my cock. So I'll prop you up and you do the work, little mouse. It's hard to do, isn't it? When you're laying on your back against this table. Maybe I'll fucking help you. Maybe I'll fucking help you real good. Not enough stimulation. I'll break this fucking table and I'll break you with it. Oh fuck, yeah. I don't care if you can't walk, then I'll carry you. Fuck. Not quite yet. Your daddy's gonna fuck you right. What's the matter, little mouse? Can't handle it. What's your bad? I'm an overstimulant like a fucking... Like your dreams. Like all those fucking wet dreams you have about me. Like all those thoughts when you say how bad you wanna fuck. Can you feel me creaming those insides so well? And you hear my cum squirming inside you, filling you up. Yeah, my throbbing cock, it's twitching for you. And you have my permission to come. Baby. No, I don't need it. I don't fucking need that. I can go straight into it. Fuck. Mm-hmm.
Jeff. This is because of you, baby. You're milking me for. I can feel you so good. But I want you to feel even better. What better way to make sure you come an extra time than to lick you where I just fucked you until you come again? Sweat and cum. give you a nice little tongue bath. Oh, fucking. So all the cum that's left inside you, it can stay there. That's it, baby. I might have broken a table, messed up dinner, overflowed a bath, and made a huge mess together with you and all by myself, but right here, right now, I claimed you. I did the only thing a house husband could do when he makes so many mistakes. I'm glad you seem to be caught in ecstasy. It's the least I could do to help you. It's the least I could do as your husband, who loves you more than anything. You're mine, though. And don't forget it. Better yet, I won't let you forget it. Because this is gonna be the daily routine when you get home from now on. You don't need those for work tomorrow. You just need to stay home with me inside of you, with my arms wrapped around you, my teeth at your neck, my words in your heart, and bouncing around that empty mind of yours. You love it, don't you? The warmth, the fire, the feeling, my heart comes still inside you. Of my body against yours, my kisses that are deadly, and every thought focused on you, every passionate moment is yours and mine alone. These I refuse to share. You're mine now. Do I make myself clear? And while I might have a lot to learn about being a house husband, I don't have much to learn when it comes to making that cute brain of yours fizzle out, and then making those legs as helpless as if you didn't have them. Now you should just relax. And I'll hold you from now on. And I might make you miss a lot of days of work. But even then, could you blame me? Because I want more. And I know you do too. You're addicted to me. You're addicted to the feeling of my cock so deep inside you, Let my balls clash against your ass. And I could tell you all those naughty things that I thought about you while you were at work, but where's the fun in that? When I could show it to you, maybe I could make sure that this little rut of mine that goes on day in and day out leads to something a little more. I wonder, what would you think, my love? Do I make you feel a want for more, baby? Fuck. I love you so fucking much. And so what if all this is because I missed you? I do miss you every day. This house isn't home without you. And these kisses, like butterflies, are a sign of good luck. That we'll find prosperity and happiness. And that we'll never lose ourselves to anything. As much as I love the sex, what's the cuddles afterwards that really do it for me? That make me feel, that make me want you, that make me ache for you. That's why I like to feel you so close. Even if you can be a little brat sometimes. Well, sometimes I have my own words to say. And other times, I just say the ones I know that'll get under your skin, too. Fuck. You're so fun. And yet, I want you to feel more. Just for me. Just for us. Because I don't want this to end. I never want it to end. I want to hold you in my arms and tell you how much you've been there for me. How much you've been one of the few things in my life that keeps me going, that keeps me sane. And that everything that we've been blessed by, I have to thank you for it. And even then, I don't like being indebted, not even to you. So instead, I'll give you my everything and you can see. If that makes you feel. If that makes you want and desire something more. Because I'll always want more. There is no limit. There is nothing that will stop me. Nothing will get in my way. And nothing will ever replace you. I know how insecure you can be sometimes, thinking there must be someone better, right? I do the same thing, but I know it's not true. I know that you're mine, and you should know that I'm yours. There's never gonna be anyone else. There's never gonna be anything else. I'm a simple man. After I got over my revenge, there wasn't a whole lot to me. There was pain, but pain I used for good. And there was you, the joy in my life, that kept me smiling whenever things looked so grim. I wanted you long before I knew you so well. But I understood because of that glint in the back of your eye that you had something that nobody else did. And it still remains true. You're my promise and flesh. That I'll never return back to the vengeful creature I was. And you're my husband. That I love more than anything. I can't get enough of those kisses. They drive me wild. And I want to make you feel for me, and only for me, because a man can be so jealous. and I know firsthand how much my jealousy can consume me. But instead, I like to think of all the things only me and you have done to help my insecurities. The things that only we could talk about, only we could enjoy. Those things exclusive to us as husband and husband. You always know what to do for me, and I won't always know what to do just for you. There is no in between, and there's nothing in the way, nothing stopping us. We'll reach our dreams slowly but surely, and no circumstances of the world and no ghosts of our past will ever own our lives. Because we live in this moment right now, not the future, not the past. We are now, and tomorrow will be then. But tomorrow doesn't matter yet, and the past doesn't matter anymore. We will be our own, and nothing will ever make this love fizzle out. Life is too short, but I want it to be long with you. So every day will be a special day, a celebration of another few hours I got with you. And that's how I want our lives to play out. The togetherness that never, ever stops. Because I realized firsthand what it means to love. And I'm addicted to that feeling more than I am to anything. I'm addicted to you, my little mousie. You caused me to feel this way, baby. You made me every single promise and kept it. Something I'm not used to. I was always used to seeing promises broken, people stabbed in the back, but you are different. You are the one I trust. What's the matter, Squeakers? You can't handle it, can you? Oh, this love is too much for you. That shy side is adorable and only makes me want you more. So, why don't we then? I wanted to have more anyways. So is that what you want? Or maybe I'll just hold you and squeeze you tighter and love you some more by showering you with these kisses and giving you the most important thing I can. My time, affection, focus, and love. No phones as distractions, just us, together. Our minds, our hearts, everything. Shared and open. That's what I want. I want you without any of the distractions, and without any clothes on, preferably. I want you with everything I am as a man. And I'll be taking from now on all of you for all of me. Oh shit. Here we go again. Making a mess of the place. I swear to God, you broke the fucking table? Ah. Fuck.